have the impression that you and Mitchell probably talk on the telephone daily about this.
You know, we've never talked. I understand that. Never talked to Mitchell about this. Oh, except about whether we go the executive privilege thing.
Right.
He came in and said everybody should testify in the executive session. Just said that. Except you. Which I didn't agree. I think it's not about the executive privilege.
I think, Mr. President, this is the earlier in the official.
Huh?
I think when yeah. Peterson finishes this.
You don't think we can hold the executive privilege anyway.
On executive
privilege.
I think if you if there are indictments down there in that courtroom, none of those individuals should go up and testify. I think the Watergate is just going to be totally carved out of the urban hearings.
And yeah, that's the Watergate. Then the other stuff is not that important. Segretti,
yeah. Stuff is not that important. They'll try to have a lot of fun with it, but it's not very meaningful.
So you think Lily thought that I was going to Mitchell, you should not go to talking about. Well, we covered that last time.
That's right.
You were there.
That's resolved.
Is that enough?
That's right. Peterson will tell you if it doesn't.
You tell me now if it isn't enough.
No, I think it's enough.
I'm going to expect you to draw your still the counsel, right? No, no, I'm serious. You've got to advise me, and I'm the same with Oliver. As long as you're around here, you've got to have it out.
But I want to lay one thing out. Mm-hmm. I think there is a mythical belief, and I've not talked to Bob or John about this, that they don't have a problem, Mr. President. And I'm really not sure you're convinced they do, but I'm telling you, they do.
The problem?
Yeah.
No question about it.
Okay, I just want to...
Yeah. Peterson made the point. I said, tell me what the facts are. He says, the problem is that they're going to get splashed. And he said, when they get splashed, you've got a problem, Mr. President. Now, then he goes on to say, as far as the legal vulnerability is concerning, and he covers all three of you here, mm-hmm. He said it's a very difficult case to prove. Do you agree with that?
That's right.
See, that's the point. And I would hold it word. I mean, I'm speaking now in personal terms.
Yeah, but it's a technical case and it's a tough case.
Is it tough to prove? What do you mean by that? Apparently,
my lawyer said, now I've won cases on this with tough facts that you've got. I'm sure you've got. It would not be a...
See, that's their real vulnerability. Both are in and all of them are in on the instruction. And that's my point.
It would be a very good idea if they had counsel.
I told them the other night to get lawyers. So I'm one step ahead of you there. Now, is there anything else you think I should do? You don't think I should... See, I'm not going to let the Justice Department break this meeting, John.
I understand. You've got to break. You are breaking, in a sense.
Well, it's not damage. It's what we've done.
That's right.
I could have told you to go to Camp David and concoct a story, couldn't I?
That's right.
And you've never heard that said.
No, sir.
In fact, I think I've been a little bit ahead of you too. But on the other hand, it was your job to tell me, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. And you have. Basically, what you've done... No, you've told me the truth, though. You've told me the truth. It was your job to work for the White House, the President and the White House staff, and they were not involved in the pre-thing. But then you thought about the post-thing. You thought about it, and that's why you decided to... You said,
touching the cancer, right?
Right.
To keep this whole thing.
Look, one thing I want to be sure of in you, when you testify, I don't want you to be in a position so that, and I don't want the president to be in a position that his counsel did not level with him. That's my point.
Understood. There's no point that I have not leveled with you. As you
know, no, what I mean is when you say, well, now, Mr. Dean, I'm speaking on fire. Why didn't you tell the president? Did you know about this? Why didn't you tell the president?
That's a PR situation, Mr. President. The U.S. attorneys are not going to ask me questions. I see what I said to the president or what I didn't.
Well, I would hope you could help on PR there by saying
that help on
I'd like for you to say, and you're free to talk. You're to say, I told the president about this. I told the president first that there was no involvement in the White House. Afterwards, I told the president and the president said, look, I want to get to the bottom of this thing, period. See what I mean? Not just the White House. You continued your investigation and so forth. why you're saved and something. That's what clemency is about, correct?
That's right.
But John specifically said no commitment. They didn't mean
yes.
No commitment. And Colson then went on. Apparently,
I don't know how Colson delivered it.
That's your understanding.
Yes, but I don't know what it is. You know,
so where did the business of the Christmas thing get out? John? What the hell was that?
Well, that's
that must have been Mitchell, huh?
No, that was Chuck again. I think that.
Did they all be out there?
No, I think he said something to the effect that Christmas is the time that clemency generally occurs.
Oh, yeah. Well, that doesn't. I don't think that's going to hurt him.
No.
You. No. Clemency, he says one thing. He's a friend of Hans, and I'm just trying to put the best face on him. If it's a wrong, I mean, it is, so I've got to know.
Well, one of the things I think you have to be very careful, and this is why Peter's going to be very good, is if you take a set of facts and let the prosecutors who have no guilt, meaning you make no PR judgment on them, but they'll give you the raw facts as they relate to the law, and it's later you've got to decide, you know, what public face will be put on those, because they'll, if they're
going
to come out in court,
you know, you can help on that, John.
Yes, sir.
I know that.
Wherever I may be, I'll be available to help on that.
Do it,
and then